Welcome to Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support Immatic's mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans.
All right, Vicky, thank you so much for joining us on Live Wire. We really appreciate it. We know you're a Project Access Project Assistant. And as a member of the Project Access team, what are you guys focusing on right now?
This month, we're in charge of impact. That's been really cool. This month is all about student success. And so we're focusing on small changes for a big impact. We've got discussion boards, and we've got a blog, and we've got an interactive webinar at the end of the month. And the webinar is going to be about how can we have small changes in our classroom for equity? I think a lot of times that we're in the classroom, we think we need to make changes that are huge, big changes, and it's very overwhelming. But the way you can really make a difference is to make small changes. So it's much easier to do small things, and that really does make a big difference. And already, because of the things I've done that I've been involved in, this month, because of that, like I changed my syllabus and I've really gotten some ideas about different things I can do in my classroom. And it's fall, so that's a great time to be thinking of that.
Specifically, did you do to your syllabus this year that warrants a small change that you think will make a big impact?
I changed the way that I wrote about when students could be dropped from a class. So right now at our institution, if students stop coming to class, stop going to work for 2 weeks, then we could administratively withdraw them. But I was reading, and it might have been another webinar that I was listening to. And so I changed what I wrote in my syllabus that said, you know, if something is happening, if you'll come talk to me, we can navigate this together. And it may be that this is not the time for you to be in this class, but I won't know unless you come talk to me. And so, you know, let's talk about it because you are the important one. My job is for you to be successful. So let's see how we can do this the best for you.
That's very interesting.
I also wrote something about equity in my syllabus that I believe in equity, and that if there was anything ever happened that I like, maybe I said your name wrong, maybe you felt excluded for any reason at all, no matter what, my door is open for you to come talk to me about, that it should be a comfortable place for everyone to come and learn. Really, it all has to do with relationships. The other thing that I wrote was about having a growth mindset in class. The reason you're here is because you don't know this subject. That's why you're here. So you're going to get things wrong. That's not a bad thing. That's really a good thing because you learn more from getting it wrong than you do getting it right.
Being involved so heavily with Project Access, what is your shared vision for Project Access in the near future?
The thing that I think is a disappointment sometimes is that a lot of faculty don't know about Project Access. And so we really want to get those faculty who have just started at their very first full-time job as a faculty member, and they're in their first 4 years. That's the time. We don't want to miss that window. If you're involved in AMATIC and you know about Project Access, then you can share that information. But if somebody starts at a college and they don't know about Project Access, their college is not involved in AMATIC, then they're going to miss out that opportunity. So my vision is for more and more people to know about Project Access so we can get more and more applications. The goal for Project Access is to give support, and it's to help build that community so then those people can become leaders in AMATIC. But Project Access does so much more than that. Like, it helped me professionally. It helped me to try something new that my project was totally out of my comfort zone. And I really would not have done it if it hadn't been for Project Access. But the other thing that it did for me was I got to build a community with my cohort, and not only my cohort, but other cohorts also. Like, I've just been given a great opportunity because of my involvement when I was in a cohort.
What's one common myth about Project Access that you would like to debunk?
I feel like that people who have not gone through the process feel like it's much harder than it really is. It really is. You really should think about it being something that happens alongside of you and not like additional work. Yes, you do a project, and yes, you spend, like, especially your first conference you'll go to, you spend a whole lot of time with those people that are in your cohort. As far as your project goes, it really should be something that you're already doing, that you're just adding to it, that you're coming out of your comfort zone to do what you already should be doing. So it just helps you on that process more.
And why did you initially join AMATIC?
I am with a wonderful organization. Our community college is so great that we, for years, were able to take adjuncts to the conference, to a conference. And so I fell in love with AMATIC to begin with. And I was just an adjunct. It just presented so much opportunity. And then when I became a faculty member, I was able to do project access.
What are some of the best resources that have helped you along the way? You mentioned your college being supportive, particularly with adjuncts. What are some of the other resources that have helped you along the way?
The resources that have been the best for me is one of my colleagues. She's the reason that I started teaching and started teaching in the first place. I was never going to teach. I was never going to be a teacher, never going to be an instructor. I was never going to do it. And when our kids were young, I stayed at home, and I had an undergraduate degree in applied mathematics, and I have a master's in business administration, and I stayed home with my kids, and I needed to make extra money. So I started tutoring math, and I continued to tutor math. And then a really good friend's sister works at this community college, and she said, "I'm looking for a developmental instructor, and you would be great." And I thought, she's crazy, but it anyway. And so once I started teaching, I was like, I love this school and I love to teach. And so she just kept giving me more classes. And then she was like, you would be really good at this. You need to teach curriculum classes. Go back to school. So I got my 18 hours and I was like, I don't know why I'd stop here. I want the whole degree. So I got the whole degree and became full time. And she still is like, she still is a big mentor to me. She really helped me figure out the community college system and educational things, because my education is not in education. I learned a lot. I've learned a lot from her because her background is education.
Who has been your biggest mentor or supporter or role model over the course of your career?
Yeah, she has. Her name is Hillary Siegel, and she has been my mentor the whole time. She has taught me how to set up classes, how to have classroom management, how to get around the college. Like, sometimes at a college, you have to know how to get things done. You have to know who to call. You have to know who to ask things. And she really helped me do that. She taught me how to advise students. I really love advising students and helping them figure out what classes do you need to take to get to where you want to be. She really has been the biggest support for my career that I've had.
What's something about you that most people familiar with you or your work wouldn't know?
So here is a secret I have. I hate pickles. I despise pickles. I think they're gross. I think they're evil. is exactly what I think. Well, this summer, so here's a surprising thing. There are people that know I hate pickles, but what they don't know is this summer, I had a garden, and I love this garden, and I had an abundance of cucumbers. Cucumbers, like, growing out my ears, had so many cucumbers. And so my son's girlfriend loves pickles, and so I was like, let's make some pickles. So the person that hates the pickles made pickles. I did not eat the pickles. I did eat a few, and it's different when you make it. Like, I think it tastes better than if they were in a jar, but also, I think those are the only two pickles that I will ever eat.
Well, to learn more about you and Project Access and all the great things you're involved in, where can our listeners connect with you, either online or offline?
You can always find me on social media. You can find me in the directory for AMATIC. You'll find me under Project Access You can find me, and I'm also on the Teaching Excellence Committee. I work at Southwestern Community College in Western North Carolina, and so you can always find me on there. My email is v_todd@southwesterncc.edu. And if you're ever around Sylva, North Carolina, in about an hour west of Asheville, just look me up. We're a small town, probably everybody here knows me.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this month on LiveWire. We look forward to all the great things that you with Project Access have in store for us. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So that wraps up this month's interview. Please join us again next month. And until then, continue to make an impact every day.